What's up, humanoids? Welcome back to another episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Hey, humanoids, in this digital world, are we staying human? Oh, boy. Humanoids. It's going to get worse. Now, you may be saying, Reg, what are you talking about? I'm talking about the current state of the world. Hold on, I gotta put the garbage can. Back in the spot. I remember back in the day, my brother-in-law used to call it the Herbie Kirby. Oh, that was back in the day. But yeah, it's gonna get worse, people. Before it gets better. You may be saying, well, what does that have to do with, you know, electronics and stuff like that? Well, humanoids, as you guys know, I ordered an e-bike. I'm getting into the e-bikes. I love e-bikes. I want one. I had to go cheap and get one. But what I found out, humanoids. Oh my gosh. Oh boy. I hate them dogs. Stupid dogs. Anyway, humanoids. The situation with COVID. Am I going to be able to get through this podcast? I got dogs to the north and dogs to the south. And let me tell you, it's beautiful out here. And I love coming outside to do my podcast, but these little yapping mutts, man, get on my nerves. That's one thing I love about mobile podcasting. We could take the show on the road. Let's do that, humanoids. Let's take us a little walk down the street. Get away from these yapping mutts. So, anyway, humanoids, the COVID crisis is going to put a lot of our electronics on hold. And some of you may be saying, well, how is it going to put it on hold? Because it seems like it's getting better because, you know, everybody's getting vaccinated and all this, right? Well, as of June 9th, I've seen a few reports that it's getting worse in China. In other words, they're about to have a huge outbreak. They're going back to mandatory lockdown. So that is going to affect a lot of the electronics that is coming out of China. It's going to affect the world economy because the shipping is going to be off. Also, for example, let's say you own a company and you got to get your parts from China. And those shipping containers, I forgot for how many square feet, it costs about $10,000 per shipping container for you to ship your electronic parts to your company so you can assemble whatever you have to get to the consumers. Well, right now it's at $10,000 per container. Rumor has it that price is going to skyrocket. And and it's going to get up to about $15,000 to $17,000 per container. Yeah. Plus, I also heard that there are companies that have stuff already assembled sitting in warehouses and can't get it to the consumers because there aren't enough truck drivers. There aren't enough UPS and FedEx drivers to come pick up the product and deliver it. So that is going to have a big effect. Also, rumor has it that they're going to hire more people and up the pay. So if they up the pay, you know what that means. Yeah, you know what that means. That means that they're going to have, you know, that price is going to trickle down to the consumer and the prices are going to go up. That's another reason why, like, the electric bike Sirion and the Super 73 and a few of the other ones, the prices have risen. You used to be able to get them for about $2,000, $3,000. Now they're going for like four. So, yeah. Yeah, humanoids, like I said, it's going to get worse before it gets better. And believe me, man, I want to get into the, I want to get into the electric bikes repair business because, yeah, right now, learning to build and repair the motors, the controllers, and the braking system is like a really good thing right now to get into because, yeah, those are some of the things that are going to break down. You know what, humanoids? I'm going to be right back and I'm going to talk some more about this because, yeah, it's going to get worse, and I'm dreading it. Okay, humanoids, I'm back. Man, let me tell you, it is also going to be difficult if you are a human-powered bicycle, if you like riding pedal bikes. It's going to be hard to get parts from that. Because none of the parts are made here in the U.S. And that's what's bugging me out. None of the parts are made here in the U.S. The tires aren't even made here in the U.S. So, yeah. Prices are about to go cha-ching up for even a pedal bicycle. I really wasn't paying any attention because about a couple of weeks ago, there was a news story. I like to look at news from around the country and around the world. There was a news story about all these, they had hundreds of trucks down in Bristol, you know, where NASCAR down in Tennessee. There were a bunch of trucks at the Bristol track, and the reason why was because there is a microchip that goes into the computer of the truck. Well, they don't have the chip to put into the computer, so they can't put the computers inside the trucks, and they were running out of storage space, so they had to find some place to store them. All right, so now there is, I think down in Daytona, there's a bunch of cars. Same thing. There's a microchip that goes into the computer. They don't have the microchips to go into the computers for the cars. So they have no more storage space. They got to take and put them where? Got to store them somewhere. So there are hundreds of cars sitting there. And again, all those microchips are made where? China. And that is what's bugging me. Why are we so dependent upon other countries for simple stuff like that? Why can't we manufacture that stuff here? Why must we continue to rely on everything coming from China? Clothes, electronics. I mean, that is, to me, that is really messed up. Because think about it. You got all these cars sitting there. You got all these trucks sitting there. I'm pretty sure you got all of these electric bikes sitting there. And they can't get to the consumer because you don't have the parts to put in them. Because China manufactured them. They are about to go into another big COVID thing. They're about to go into another big mandatory lockdown. That is so, if anything, the pandemic has taught me to be more self-reliant. So in other words, humanoids, I'm about to get out there in my backyard. I'm going to dig that sucker up. I'm going to build me some planter boxes. I'm going to start planting my own food so I don't have to worry about going to the grocery store to get it. If that means becoming a vegan, I don't know, man. Humanoids, I don't know, man. No. But, you know, I'm going to start planting my own food, you know. Humanoids, it's about to get mad, man. We are under the illusion that things are getting better. They're not. Trust me, they're not. It's time to start being more self-reliant. It's time to start building more stuff home, you know? We need, you know, my father used to tell me all the time, humanoids, yeah, they're going to come a time, these old ways are going to come back in, and I'm starting to see that. Humanoids, we need to become more self-reliant. We need to get into more electronics. We need to get into solar energy. We need to get into wind energy. We need to be more self-reliant. We need to stop depending on all of this stuff and become more self-reliant. It's going to get worse. And they're saying that they're predicting the world economy and the shipping and all that isn't going to return back to normal until around 2023, 24, something like that. Hey. And even then, you can't depend on that because, again, this pandemic, man, this pandemic, you know, it's funny, I was talking to my sister, and she said that she went to the grocery store. She lives in Atlanta, and I live down here in Southeast Georgia, and she went to the grocery store, and she was looking for some wings, and, yeah, some chicken wings, and the clerk at the store told her, hey, sorry, but, yeah, there's a shortage on wings. Man. So, humanoids, I'm not trying to use scare tactics or anything like that because you know, daily news does that every day. But yeah, we need to become more self-reliant, more self-sufficient. If you can, humanoids, get in, like I said, get into solar power, learn about solar energy. Also, you know, electronics, get into that. For those of you living in apartments and stuff, build you a little windowsill garden. You know, that's cool. You know, grow you some few tomatoes, some onions, some garlic, peppers, cilantro. You know, your herbs. Find out what you can grow inside your apartment. You know, if you can grow a house plant, you can grow a fruit tree or something, you know? Hey, humanoids, in this digital world, we got to stay wet. We got to stay human.
Welcome to Reggie Digital.
Well, humanoids, look like it's time for me to get out of here and go and recharge my batteries. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Make sure you tune in next week for another episode of the podcast. I would also like to take time out to say thank you to all the humanoids who have shown support and who continue to show support to the podcast. Remember, humanoids, in this digital world, stay human. Thank you for your support. Peace. Stay human.